Chapter 1. A New Life.
No! It isn't true! It can't be true!
Matt Johnson woke up. It was that nightmare again. The same nightmare every night for 6 weeks. It was so real. His parents are in the car. They're happy. They're laughing and talking about the summer holidays. 2 weeks in Florida. Disney World, Cape Canaveral, the ocean to swim in. A 12-year-old kid's dream. Suddenly, the car is out of control. Matt's dad is a good driver, but he can't stop the car. It's going too fast. It's too late. There's a tree! Ah! A terrible sound of metal breaking. Now there's silence. The car is upside down. Only a wheel is moving. It turns and turns and turns. Matt put his head in his hands and cried, like he did every night.
It can't be true.
But it was true. His parents were dead, and Matt was alone now.
Cry, Matt, cry. Don't worry,
said a gentle voice. The sad, kind face of an old lady appeared in the light of the lamp next to Matt's bed.
I'm sorry, Gran,
said Matt, and looked up. In the lamplight was the pale face of a desperately unhappy young boy. It was a nice face, but his blue eyes were still full of tears.
I'm sorry,
he repeated.
Gran, when will I start to forget?
You'll never forget,
said his grandmother.
But one night your nightmares will stop. Then you'll start to dream of the happy times with your mum and dad. Happy memories never die.
Matt's grandmother smiled. She was a wise old woman and the ideal person to help Matt at this difficult time.
Let's go into the kitchen for some hot milk.
Matt got out of bed. He was quite tall for his age, and already looked down on his little grandmother. She was small, but she had a big heart. It was difficult for her, too. Jane, her daughter, was dead, and Philip, Jane's husband and Matt's father, too. But now there was Matt to take care of. Matt was her world now.
Will you like living here?
She asked him, as they drank their milk.
I don't know,
answered Matt, tired and sad.
It's so different. I liked Newbridge very much. It was a nice city, not too big, and the people in the north are kind and friendly. I had a lot of friends. Greenwood's okay, but it's a very quiet suburb, and it's difficult to get to the centre of London from here. I haven't got any friends here, except you, Gran. And there's no Newbridge United and no swimming club.
Poor Matt. You'll see. Things will change. There are a lot of football teams in London. There's a swimming pool near here. And of course you'll make friends. You'll see. But now, Matt, it's time to go back to bed. Tomorrow's a big day. Your first day at your new school.